Ann Kelly, it's Greg Holland at the Stress Center. Good morning.
I'm so grateful that I'm getting you so early. Thank you.
Well, listen, it feels like it's the beginning of a real work day. I bet you've been up for a while.
Since 2 a.m., so...
Well, so listen, that's why I'm not whining as much.
I hear that. Now, the first question I have to ask you, because one of my colleagues asked me about that. We were looking at the lineup for the 26-27 season, which is over the top, great again. Do you get to pick and choose the Broadway series lineup, or how does this get arranged?
There's a lot of detail behind that. I will tell you that the Stras Center has a team of programmers, maybe it's like your business, Anne, that really look at, you know, what is trending and what's working on Broadway in New York, sometimes even off-Broadway. As you know, this season we have Twas the Night Before, which is actually a Cirque du Soleil-created theatrical, so it's none of those things.
Yeah.
Really looking at interesting theater. We also visit London annually. And we're also very, very mindful of Tampa Bay, Western and Central Florida audiences. And there's an entire commercial system that's been built in the last 50 years for the routing and delivery of commercial Broadway series shows. Mm-hmm. And two of us at the Stras Center are Tony voters. I'm one of them.
Wow.
So, you know, we're involved. And then the final answer to that is the Stras Center actually invests in Broadway plays and musicals so that we can have a bigger say on when they're in Tampa, if they're in Tampa Bay, and finally, you know, because we're a not-for-profit and we have the accredited Patel Conservatory and community partners around the region, we want to make sure when Broadway shows are at the Stras Center, we have an education component tied to that. It may be that dancers provide master classes to our students. They may speak to different parts of the community. So it's a really holistic approach to programming Broadway shows.
And I think a lot of people don't understand how much, what the details are like behind the scenes. When you're talking about getting shows like Hamilton and Wicked back, which, you know, blockbusters, guaranteed people in the seats, you've got those big shows, but then you've got the up-and-comers, the ones that everybody's been talking about on Broadway, like Oh, Mary, and the Buena Vista Social Club. It's quite a package.
I will tell you, I saw Buena Vista Social Club, you may have as well, as a documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was 15 years ago.
Wow.
And you thought it was so special. Then when I heard they were developing it into a Broadway musical, I thought, well, that's interesting because it's a documentary about real events and real people.
Mm-hmm.
It really has taken on this other magical form, Anne. And I saw it when I saw it with my other programming colleagues. We all looked at each other and said, this has to be in Tampa Bay now. And we're right at the top of this tour. Really proud of that.
That's exciting when you're right there and people, the whole buzz is going to build for the rest of the tour. As I mentioned, we've already mentioned a lot of the shows that are going to be coming in. What was the hardest one to land for the season that's coming up, the one you wanted the most that you really had to work for?
I would tell you, the programming team would say, and I think it's true, it's all of them. That feels like a dropout. You know,
yeah.
You know, there was a lot of competition across North America for Cirque du Soleil's Twas the Night Before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the really working through what major market would get that holiday-only show for 2026 holiday season was a lift for them. And, however, you probably know this, Anne. Tampa Bay is a recognized, strong live entertainment market. And so I tell people, you know, no surprise to me that Taylor Swift first shows Raymond James Stadium as her Southeastern residency at the top of that tour, because her team knows what we know in Broadway. This is the best place for live entertainment in the United States.
I'm not going to disagree with you there. It stands. It is so outstanding with the people that come through, the tours that come through. Does that make your job a lot easier when you first stepped into the position?
You know, I have been here 3.5 years, but early, and I'm very old, but early in my career, I lived in New York City, and I worked for a company where the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center, now the Straz Center, was one of our clients. So I worked very closely with my predecessor, Judy Lisi, at the time.
Yes.
She's still a great friend. So, and I had the great fortune of bringing Broadway plays and musicals to the now Straz Center. So I knew before I got here what these amazing audiences are like, the care and understanding people give artistic creation. So none of it was a surprise, but it was an even bigger thrill than I anticipated.
Well, that's good. I can't believe it's been over 3 years already. Wow.
Listen, it goes fast.
Yeah.
And what even makes it go faster is it just is so much fun. And I'm proud to be part of a not-for-profit that does such deep and important community work.
Oh, so agreed. But if it's not fun, why do it? And you're giving back to the community at the same time. And the future of the Straz is very impressive as well.
Thank you for bringing that up, Anne. It's we are in the middle of construction.
Mm-hmm.
We're adding about 164,000 square feet to the Straz Center. And what it will mean for us when it's done in late summer, early fall of 2027, is that we now have additional spaces for free programming, non-ticketed programming and music and theater and dance. And we're creating a new education building. We'll now have two. So not only additional classrooms for music, dance, and theater, but now, you know, we have military veterans programs as well as arts and health. So we'll now have spaces to really dedicate to those important things that we do.
That's wonderful to have all of extra room. And of course, our donor base is solid, but we're always looking for more people to join the party and, of course, become Broadway season ticket subscribers. Is there a deadline for the upcoming season to get those tickets?
If you're already a subscriber, and it is somewhere in April.
Okay, that's good enough.
But for people who are not currently Bank of America Broadway Series subscribers, call us and go online. You can join now and attend 9 Broadway shows. And on top of that, you get the first option to buy tickets for O Mary, Hamilton, and one other show that has just completely escaped. Oh, and Jersey Boys. Jersey Boys is coming back.
You just gave me a chill when you said that. That's one of my favorite shows.
Do you know it's mine? It's one of mine as well. And we did an event last night at the Straz Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we had performers from Sound of Music, from Jersey Boys, from Wicked. It was the most fun event. And when the young man came out to sing from Jersey Boys, it was extraordinary. And Matt McGee, who was our MC, said it best. This guy looked like he was right out of Central Casting for Jersey Boys. And he sounded extraordinary.
See, now, you just sold the entire season right there. You have such passion when you talk about this.
Thank you, Anne.
It is going to be fun, and we're going to make sure that I put links in everybody so you can go directly to the Straz site to get those season tickets. And believe me, to be there, even whether it's opening night, closing night, somewhere in between, supporting the local arts, supporting the performing arts, period, I believe is critical right now for everyone to at least do whatever they can.
And we're in such a fortunate place that Tampa Bay and Western Florida believes in the performing arts. And just the fact that you took time to talk to me this morning means so much, Anne.
Well, I'm a fan. I was a theater kid in high school. Never made it to the big leagues, but the radio thing worked out. And that has kept my passion alive for what we have here in Tampa Bay. We are very lucky, and we're lucky to have you and the Strass Center. And I'm hoping we're going to sell a few more season tickets with this.
Well, please come see a show, and let's make sure we see each other face-to-face when you're there.
Oh, absolutely. I love the theater, and I'm planning to become a season ticket subscriber for the first time. I'm going to put a lot more weight on that.
We know how to help you with that. Please do.
I knew you would, Greg Holland, president and CEO of The Strass. It's a joy to talk to you this morning, and here's onward to bigger and better things.
Well, have a great morning, and again, hello to everyone there. We love that station, and we will see you soon, I hope, Anne.
You will. You can count on that. And to set up that season ticket subscription or just get more information on all the great programs they have at the Strass Center, it's strasscenter.org.